Snow crab landings in the Bering Sea have been at or near historic low levels in recent years for a variety of reasons. KDLG's Mike Mason reports on new scientific research examining the crab's distribution.
Information from recent surveys indicates that the distribution of snow crab has shifted and contracted to the northwest, and larval hatching has shifted downstream of historical distribution areas in the southeast Bering Sea. Recently, a group of scientists set out to find out why. The research was presented at the most recent Alaska Marine Science Symposium by Bernard Megri from the Alaska Marine Science Center.
We know that the female range has not expanded back to the south. We know that spawning females are typically downstream of the historical spawning locations in the southeast Bering Sea.
The changes in the distribution of snow crabs in the Bering Sea are believed to be in part due to changes in ocean temperatures. The crabs are sensitive to changes in water temperature with an optimum temperature range of 0 to 2 degrees Celsius. Megri says computer modeling and observations show some interesting changes in snow crab distribution.
Offspring released in the offshore areas move mainly to the northeast onto the middle shelf where they settle and mature. Very few females are left in the retention area around the cribs, so the population cycle is maintained via these movements in the northern areas.
A main emphasis of the research into the distribution of snow crabs was to determine if it's possible for the southeast shelf to be repopulated via larval movement from the new spawning areas over the northwest shelf and slope. Megri says the data suggest it might not happen.
Migratory patterns in recent years do not support potential recolonization to the southern eastern Bering Sea, and larval transport has a northward component and no southern transport component. And there were two areas identified as major retention areas centered in the middle domain, and they have a large retention potential in every year for the suite of years that we performed these simulations. And those are Area 1, which is northwest of St. Matthews Island, and Area 7, which is just southeast of the Pribilof Islands. And most settling now seems to be occurring in the north portions of the middle domain, when it's unknown whether the stock will repopulate their historical spawning habitats in the southern areas of the middle domain.
The new data on snow crab distribution in the Bering Sea was collected by researchers from the University of Washington and the Alaska Fishery Science Center. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.